Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Global South, BRICS. BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa, with a very aggressive and ambitious policy program. One piece of that program is new membership. The General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Mr. Xi Jinping, has said he wants to see BRICS develop into something comparable to the G7, the richest nations mostly entirely of the global north. At the same time, BRICS is a product of a banker's idea in the early part of this century, not sharing a continent, not even sharing a hemisphere. But I welcome Sarang Shadore, the director of Global South Program at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, because one concept of BRICS for the future is not just G7, but it's representing the global south. The global south is in motion. There are four states that are listed particularly as interested in joining the BRICS. Not all are in the global south, but they certainly identify Saudi Arabia, Iran, Argentina, and Indonesia. Sarang, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The global south, does it think of itself as an organization, as linked, as in some fashion having something in common, the global south? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me. The Global South is an interesting concept because the term itself starts getting used later on. Initially, they were called developing countries or the third world, even earlier. And the origins of this concept of the third world comes from the fact that a huge swath of the world from really, if you go back in history, it starts in Latin America, but certainly in more modern times, Africa and most of Asia were ruled by European powers for centuries. And they became decolonized African and Asian states starting around the 1940s, with India and Indonesia being the early ones. And then that decolonization process spread all across to the rest of Asia and Africa. Arguably, the United States was also a colonial power to a small extent because the Philippines was a U.S. colony. And that was that got its independence nearly 80 years ago as well. But it was mostly European countries. So that's where the origin of the term is. But in time, things have changed somewhat. Because countries in these parts of the world, which were in the 1950s quite poor, with very weak institutions, in many ways their territories hadn't even been settled, the borders had not been finalized, which is still true partly, but that was really true back then. Many of those countries, especially the larger ones, what are called the middle powers, have gained wealth, knowledge, institutions, confidence, and experience on the world stage. And now when they look at the world, they still don't feel included because the power centers are still Washington, D.C. is number one, and then you have European capitals. In many ways, Moscow and Beijing are also great powers. Certainly China is. Russia less so, but Russia is present militarily in many parts of the world in some form or the other with defense deals and so forth. So they don't belong to Russia and China's orbit, but nor do they fully feel comfortable in, increasingly so, in U.S.-led institutions that were set up by the United States either after World War II or after the end of the Cold War. And they are fishing for broadening their horizons, their options, and trying to enter or form, as you pointed out, new clubs where they can have a greater say. And BRICS is a part of that effort by Global South states, in this case, three, India, Brazil, and South Africa, forming a coalition with Russia and China, not because they love Russia and China per se, but because they see it as an interesting and important alternative and complementary institution to achieve their goals, which is essentially saying that they want to have a greater say in world affairs. They want to grow faster. They want to become prosperous. And they also want to deal with the emerging threats of our time, chiefly climate change.
Yes. Climate change. And also at what you mentioned, questions of governance, of resources, of exploitation, of colonial overhang. I want to focus, however, on migration. It's been my experience in reporting these last years that the Global South is seeking refuge in the Global North in instances like crossing the very dangerous Darien Gap to reach Panama, to reach the American border, crossing the Mediterranean in small and unworthy boats from North Africa, crossing from Turkey into Greece through fences and blocks, crossing the English Channel in even worse conditioned boats to reach refuge in some fashion. The Global South is on the move. Is that recognized at the United Nations, that this is not a question of people seeking to exploit, but seeking to live for sanctuary? Do they recognize it at the UN?
Migration is a topic that is increasingly, as you said, increasingly becoming important. It is being discussed in many fora. It has become controversial in the domestic politics of the United States and even more so in Europe now for some time, but increasingly so. And there's no question that most migrants that you see today coming to Europe and the United States are from the less developed, quote unquote, or let's say the middle income or poorer countries that are seeking either a better life or are fleeing war, persecution, instability, in some cases, environmental disasters, which are going to grow. But if you take a step back and take a long view, if you think of human history over centuries or even millennia, we can see and note that migration is an inherent part of the human experience. It seems like we are restless creatures. We want to go where there are more opportunities. We want to go where it's safer. We sometimes want to go where there's family. And sometimes what happens is wars that come to us from outside, whether that's in Europe, in World War II, or it could be today's wars in parts of the Global South, such as in Africa, or the Middle East, drive human beings to move, force them to move. In modern times, in the last 20 years, unfortunately, some of these wars have been a result of interventions by Western powers in the Middle East, in particular, Iraq and so forth, Afghanistan, or have been, of course, triggered by terrorist acts. It's a complex set of causes. But migration is absolutely the reality. It is in some ways growing. And I just see it as a part of an overall human story that we will continue to live it as long as there are human beings on the planet. The question is, are our institutions, are our politics mature enough to handle this in a way that works best for all concerned? And that is really the question that we need to tackle. Migration is not going to go away by itself.
Sarang Shadore, he is the director of the Global South Program at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. The BRICS are entertaining the Global South for the future. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.